Good morning to you, Craig. How's that? $2,500, $2,500. That's actually US per kilo.
That's about 16 million Australian dollars. Well, neither you or I, Mark, will be rushing out, I would think, to be adding that to our Christmas shopping list. But I've never tasted caviar. Has zero appeal. I'm just told it's quite salty. Is it?
Yeah, I love caviar.
What is the appeal? Is it?
It has a pop to it. Really good caviar. I mean, you can get that cheap salmon, that fish roe. That's quite sort of salty and offensive. But I promise you, if you're ever fortunate enough to have beluga caviar or cetra, they're from an amazing fish. They're from a fish called the sturgeon, and that caviar, they tend to come from, the greatest caviars come from Russia or Iran. Ocetra is generally an Iranian caviar, so hard to get food products out of Iran, probably adds to the price and the mystique. But a sturgeon, which is a lake fish, so it's not an ocean fish, found in big bodies of water like the Caspian Sea and some big lakes in Iran, grow up to 400 pounds in size.
On earth do you know this? How are you possibly a sturgeon and caviar?
I'm a brain sturgeon.
Like a sturgeon. and is it a standalone? Obviously, it's an accompaniment. You have it on something as an accompaniment.
Traditionally.
What do they call that? An accoutre of something?
Accoutrement?
No, is that what it is?
It's tradition dictate that it is served on blini.
You're talking a chicken and rice boy here, so this is a whole new world for me.
Now, off the SMS, caviar couldn't carry bacon's bags. I like bacon.
Da-da-da. Boom. Tish, boom.
Oh, good. Bacon, nothing wrong with bacon.
Well, bacon's your good value for money, bang for buck, tasty addition to any meal.
You know, some of those American food shows we get here, there was a show solely on bacon. And often in America they have an expression, it's better with bacon. There's nothing you can serve that isn't better with bacon. But then again, Americans come with their own girth issues. The traditional way to serve high-quality caviar is with blini, which are small pancakes, about the size of, petrol cap.
Not a sweet pancake, for
sure. No. A dab of sour cream, and then a topping of exotic caviar.
Really?
Yeah, you'd want to have your Visa card in order before you go making that a regular part of your diet.
Not a cheap outing? Not a cheap meal?
Not at all.
Anyone who wants me to answer anything in this space this morning, give us a buzz, 0433 98 11 16. But I just put up a thing on Facebook. I thought before we talk about labels, a couple of questions that came through.
Yes.
Somebody asked me, this was from Jim, J-Y-M, how about how about targeting weight reduction in the belly region? I'm going to let you answer that, Mark.
Okay. Now, this would have to be the domain of late night infomercials.
Yes.
In fact, there's one at the moment. I actually love it because it's got sort of I don't know whether it's an animation or a trick of camera work.
CGI.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. So it's probably the most ridiculous of all weight loss promises, and it's that thing you stand on that vibrates. So it's for people that don't want to exercise, can just
melt away the pounds.
Spasm their way to
vibrate their way to trimness.
And it just shows this guy with sort of your middle-aged spread, nothing too dramatic, but a bit of paunch.
And over what time frame does he transform?
3 seconds. Yeah. He's standing on this thing.
Yeah.
And he's got a six-pack.
Yeah, incredible.
Now, the...
Must be used in conjunction with a sensible diet and...
And a great imagination.
That's right. I've been answering this question, the stomach question, the bum question, the leg question, since 1916, so...
So I'm sure the people come
you. Can't spot you. Reduce. That's the answer. You cannot spot reduce. And quite interestingly, often the place that we want it to lose it from. So what happens often is you'll get a guy come to the gym who's got a skinny bum and legs and a bit of a pot, and the place it goes first is off his skinny bum and legs. And conversely, you might often see a lady who She's more interested in losing it off her bum and legs, and quite often it'll come off her upper body first and off her lower body last. You just can't, it's genetically predetermined. You'll lose weight all over eventually, but it'll come off where it comes off.
Yeah, it tends to, I mean, from personal experience and just looking around gyms, tell me if I'm right or wrong, the place where it does tend to come on first, so, you know, you sort of think, oh, gee, I'm a bit overweight and getting a bit of a paunch, is actually where it comes off last. It
tends to be, yeah. It tends to be.
A bit of a trick, cruel trick of nature.
I like looking at
nature for maybe our antecedents for a bit of an example of what happens when you get old. And the old silverback gorilla. Now, you ever look at young gorillas and they're pretty muscular and sort of lithe, and have a look at the old silverbacks, the old head of the troop or whatever a collective name for gorillas is. And he sits there and he's got the big belly. And it just seems that even in nature,
there's a decline.
Yeah, the decline through the veranda over the tool shed.
we're diverging, but gorillas are amazing because they primarily only eat fruit. Like they're not carnivores, they're herbivores.
Yeah.
So, and something, I think I read 70, 80 pounds of fruit a day, and incredibly, like powder weight, somewhere in the realm of 5 to 6 times the strength of your adult male. So incredibly, incredibly strong.
Now, have a listen to this. I've lost 10 kilos in 5 weeks doing various exercises on the VibroPlate. Without any real diet change. It's working for me.
Well, that's amazing. I'd love to hear the science behind that. But, you know, you can't, if that's true, which we believe it's true, then good on you. Good on you. I'd love to know how that works on a physiological level, because, you know, on some level, it's also got to be about energy in and out. There's got to be, you know, because stored fat is essentially stored calories. It's stored energy. And so in order for that fat to disappear, especially 10 kilos? 10 kilos of fat. Think about this. 1 kilo of fat, 1 kilo of fat is 7,700 kilojoules. Is that right? Yes, 7,000 calories. That's 1 kilo. So we're talking about 77,000 calories. So that's a lot of energy out of the system. But well done you. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
94291116. Craig Harper's in the house. And by the way, there's a wonderful new website being launched by Craig, craigharper.net, with a full range of products through Craig Harper Inc. And upcoming events.
Got some workshops coming up. One big one in Melbourne, 700 seats. Get along.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, take calls. Paulie and Dave, your first cab's off the rank, and a great opportunity to get a free consult from the man that has done so much for so many. Craig Harper is in the house. Now, we were talking about bacon.
Oh, we were.
Let's have a little listen to a 10-year-old kid by the name of King Curtis.
Bacon?
No, I want my bacon. I got to tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
No doubt.
Great name, King Curtis. Because growing up, he was one of my heroes, the great wrestler, King Curtis.
King Kong Curtis, was it?
No, just King Curtis.
King Curtis, back in the day?
King Curtis.
Mario Milano days, was that the era?
Yeah, he was a tag team partner of Mark Lewin, and together they
Spiro
were...
Spiro Korkamilias, or whatever. No, not Spiro.
Spiros.
Sorry. Spiros. That's just... Almost slipped out of my memory bank, but I do remember that vaguely on the old black and white TV up in Morwell.
On Sunday mornings, Jack Little would be there with Spiros Arion.
Yeah.
And then Jack would say, Spiros, have you got anything to say for your Greek friends? And I used to love it because he used to say something. And Athena commander, Saterasateros, Festival Hall, Bakathena, Saturday night, Achterasan, Materasai, King Curtis, Mark Lewin. And I could just understand little bits that he'd throw in English.
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's not Greek. I'm pretty sure all our Greek.
I think the Malacca part was. That was from an episode of Wife Swap.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, apparently they swapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, the swapped wife was
Oh, that kid sharing the bacon bit.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Was
Oh yeah, yeah. That is, have you seen that show?
I've tried it.
That's ridiculous. You're an idiot. Let's go to Paulie.
Let's go to Paulie in Thomastown. Good morning, Paulie.
How you going, guys?
Good,
really
mate.
Well,
that's good. I've got a question for you, Craig.
Sure.
So pretty much, I'm a busy tradesman. I'm working hours from 7 to 5.
Yep.
And after work, I'm literally knackered after work, and I'm finding it hard kind of put, like, I'm putting weight on in more so in my stomach region, and I'm just finding it hard to kind of get to the gym after work because of the long hours and because of the hard work. I just want some advice, like, how to kind of shred just a little bit of weight, because, you know, it's just starting to come on.
What do you do, Paulie? You're a tradesman, but what do you do?
Yeah. So I'm in civil construction. I work on the water main, so it's pretty heavy work, machinery, and a lot of laborious work. So
yeah, all right. Well, I've got good news for you. The good news is, if you physically work hard most of the day, I'm going to give you a pass on the gym, because the number one reason that most Aussies, or a lot of Aussies, need to go to the gym is because a lot of Aussies are sedentary. You're not sedentary. You work, you lift, you move, you probably expend a lot of energy. And if you're putting on a little bit of weight, if you're carrying a little bit of lard around the Tommy Lutz region, around the guts, then it's probably more about diet, and it may be more specifically about sugar. I'm not saying don't go to the gym, but If you're very active anyway, and you don't sound that old, I would think you're probably relatively fit and strong. Maybe do some flexibility because you're a bloke, but I would really start with tidying up your diet before you worry too much about the gym.
Food before gym for Paulie. Off the SMS, Craig, I keep getting bombarded on Facebook with a powder product called Hypertone. Is it really more efficient than other weight loss products?
I never heard of it, but that would be product number 74 million that I've been asked about since I started 300 years ago in the industry. A couple of exaggerations there. But you've got to remember that all of these claims generally are more about marketing and promotion and advertising than any kind of real science.
I ran a half marathon in October, and since then, every time I try to run, my body gives way on me. Aching joints, soft tissue injuries. Any advice or other ways to keep fit?
Yeah, do some non-impact stuff for a while. So do some water-based stuff where there's no impact. Do some interval training on the bike. Do anything, some upper body stuff, some grinder, some boxing, anything where you're giving your body a break from the impact. And when you do start to run, good shoes, good surface, not too fast and not too far, graduate it.
Dave is in Doreen. I've always hoped I'd get a caller from Doreen called Doreen.
Doreen in Doreen. G'day, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, mate.
Finally being at Seinfeld, man. Happy Festivus for tomorrow.
Festivus for the rest of us.
That's the one. Hey, a quick question, Craig. In the last probably 18 months, I've gone from 75 kilos up into the sort of early 90s, mid-90s. Mm. I'm doing exactly the same as everything. I play cricket in the summer, footy in the winter. The only thing I've done is I've given up smoking. Eating the same as what I always have. What can I do to try and... Everything's exactly the same, just giving up the smoke. That's it.
Yeah, that happens a bit, Dave, for a range of reasons, but there seems to be some kind of a hormonal response sometimes. If everything else has stayed the same, like exactly, and you've gained weight for no logical reason, then there's been something happening in terms of hormones and stuff. So the only way you can counter that is with lifestyle stuff, so food and movement. But I would, you know, start with something simple like take sugar out of your diet, even for a week or two, to see what happens. I don't know what you put in your body at the moment, but, you know, it might be something as simple as going from 3 or 4 days a week of grog to one or two. It might be something simple as going from one or two sugars in your coffee to none for a while. But you just got to manipulate the variables. There's no simple solution with this stuff. And obviously, if you wanted to do something like 20 minutes of cardio a day that you haven't been doing, something varied and something relatively intense, if you've got a medical all clear, that's not a bad place to start.
Now, of course, I've just been told Mario Milano passed away last week.
Oh, that's sad.
That is very sad. I need to confirm that, but very sad if true. Festivus is tomorrow. Did you know that?
I did not know Festivus is tomorrow. Do you want to tell me what that is?
Yes.
Is that a Jewish celebration?
No, not at all.
No, what is it?
It is a alternative to the commercialization of Christmas.
It's the non-religious version.
Yes, it was created on Seinfeld. Apparently one of their writers, Dan O'Keefe, his family used to partake in something called Festivus. Now the traditions
for the rest of us. That's right. Is that where it comes from?
Correct. Now the traditions of Festivus, and we might do it tomorrow. We might do it tomorrow on the program.
I'll listen in.
Because there is the tests of strength.
Mm.
We can't do that.
No.
Many of them done on an aluminium pole.
Mm.
But tomorrow, as part of Festivus, also marks the airing of grievances.
Mm.
Now, that's a good one.
So if you've got
any grievances, ring in tomorrow.
Wow.
Off the top of the program, we might do some Festivus airing of grievances. Mm,
complaints with Finey.
Let's go. Oh, no, we had one caller, but that chap is no longer. So off the SMS, a bit of a recurring theme on this one, and that is, could you explain intermediate fasting or a 5-2 diet?
5-2 diet is, or a intermittent fasting, that's one and the same. There are different versions of intermittent fasting. 5-2 generally is where people restrict their calorie intake 5 days and kind of eat normally in inverted commas for two. And a really common model of intermittent fasting is where you eat for 8 hours and you don't eat for 16. So you might finish eating at 8 o'clock tonight and you don't eat until midday tomorrow. And for a lot of people, that seems to be a good model. My training partner doesn't eat anything till about 4 o'clock every day. He eats between 4 and about 10 o'clock, so he eats like 6 hours a day.
We're done. I want to thank you for all your great work during the year. CraigHarper.net. There's some great Christmas presents there as well. So if you're interested in filling the stocking with something that is ongoing, healthy and life-changing, go to CraigHarper.net and Craig, we'll catch up next year.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.